Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we're back in Rome, a new location, and I'm trying not to be too loud because our room does not have its own privacy. It's basically within a hostel. It's a little bit set up a little different. But anyway, we continue our practice today in the book of Sirach as we turn to chapter 30 with verse 1. Whoever loves a son will chastise him often, that he may be his joy when he grows up. You know, chastising a son is a form of tough love that helps instill discipline and good behavior. By setting boundaries and enforcing consequences for misbehavior, parents are teaching their children important life lessons about responsibility and accountability. This guidance is essential for child's development and lays the foundation for success in adulthood. Chastisement also helps us to cultivate a strong work ethic and resilience in a child. By experiencing consequences for their actions, children learn the value of hard work and perseverance. They understand that success often requires overcoming obstacles and setbacks, and that failure is a natural part of their learning process. These lessons will serve them well as they navigate the challenges of adulthood and strive to achieve their goals. Furthermore, chastisement can help to strengthen the bond between parent and child. When parents take the time to correct their child's behavior and teach them right from wrong, they are showing that they care deeply about their well-being. This level of investment in a child's upbringing can foster a deep sense of trust and respect, laying the groundwork for a strong and loving relationship in the future. Ultimately, the goal of chastisement is to help a child grow into a responsible, well-adjusted adult who can contribute positively to society by providing guidance and discipline. Parents are preparing their children to face the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. When a child grows up to be a person of integrity and character, parents can take pride in knowing that their efforts have paid off and that their child will bring them joy for years to come. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my mother, my wife Toni, my mother Betty. We pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. We pray for all of those who've asked us to pray for them, those who've told us that they needed prayers. We pray for Holy Mother Church, praying for a woman that we've met who wants to have a baby. And we continue our prayers for our niece Brittany. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 30, verse 1. We've got a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Chastise Him Often. Whoever loves a son will guide him with care, chastising him often, showing him what's fair. For through discipline and love he will grow strong, his character shape his values lifelong. Though it may be tough to reprimand, it's done out of love to help him understand. The lessons learned will serve him well in his adult life, his story to tell. So let us remember, as parents, we play a role in shaping our children and helping them reach their goal. For whoever loves a son will chastise him with care, so he may be our joy beyond compare. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins, and recording this morning on April 3rd, 2024, at 5:58 a.m. Rome time. Still on Rome time. Up early, you know, it's 12 midnight back home right now. But it'll be in the queue this morning for going out early. And we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. I'm going to close today at 5:33 in the name of Jesus. A little quick this morning. One last day in Rome. Audience with the Pope this morning. Keep us in your prayers. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I love you, Tony. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.